Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson number 47, God is the Strength in Which I Trust, this lesson title is a good one to write down and even leave all around your house so that you can reflect on it whenever you are in a moment of fear. It's important to remember it is not up to you to solve your situation. One of our first temptations whenever we face a challenge is, what am I going to do about this? And then we take off in a direction thinking that we know the answer. In the text of A Course in Miracles, it teaches us that God's plan works and that our plan doesn't. And that if we make a decision based on what we think we need to do, we will be wrong. Now, that may be hard to understand because you may see yourself as a fairly bright, intelligent individual and very capable of making good and positive decisions for yourself. What A Course in Miracles would remind you of is that to the degree that you have fear in your mind, and fear shows up in many forms, it may show up in the form of anger or sadness or disappointment or frustration. However it shows up, the thing that you are angry about, there is an underlying fear that something has cost you. If you are sad, there's an underlying fear that there has been a sense of loss. You see, all of the many emotions that we experience in a negative way, the underlying foundation is fear. And to the degree that we hold fear in our minds, and we have not yet gotten to a point where that fear has been undone, where we are not at a place of consistent peace as our choice, then all decision-making at this point needs to be turned over to that higher and wiser part of our own mind. It is within us, but it is not a part of our mind that we access very frequently. We are learning through lesson 47 how to access that part of our mind. The quickest way is to recognize that when we have fear in our mind, we are in a place of frailty. We are going to make a bad decision or one that will not lead us to peace. Therefore, we need to go back to that part of our mind that is very clear, very aware. It has divine intelligence, unlimited capacity. It can see way down the road into the future and way down the road into the past. And it certainly knows the present moment and what you need to do and how you need to respond to ensure a peaceful outcome. Today we are recognizing that when we are in a place of fear, we are in a place of frailty. And in that place, we want to turn over all decision-making to the higher and wiser part of our mind called the Holy Spirit, so that the intelligence of God, the absolute realm of what is, can help us in our situation. Remember that you are all-powerful because of what created you, because of the power that dwells within you. But to the degree you are in fear or judgment of any kind, your mind is not tapped into that power that dwells within you. It is like placing your hand over your eyes and thinking that the light of the sun does not exist. When you are in fear, this is like putting your hand over your eyes. You will not be able to see. Today we will rely on that higher, wiser part of our divine intelligence to make the decisions for us and to give us the strength that we need to move through our situation. As we begin to let go of our need to solve or change or manipulate our situation, and we remember there is nothing to fear because there is no power outside of us, all power is within, the fear in your mind will begin to come down and the peace in your mind will begin to come back up very, very naturally and peacefully. And as this occurs, you will get back to the peace that God wills for you. God is the strength in which I trust.